Authorities are investigating an officer-involved shooting on Milwaukee's west side. Members of the U.S. Marshal's office fired at and injured a man while they were in the area conducting surveillance. As WUWM's Angelina Mosher Salazar reports, some residents and activists say there are too many cases of officer-involved shootings, and they want them to stop.
The U.S. Marshal's Great Lakes Regional Fugitive Task Force was in West Milwaukee as part of a fugitive investigation when they witnessed an unrelated argument nearby. Bystander Patrick Bradford lives in the area and described what unfolded.
It was just this a little argument going on at first. You know what I mean? An argument going on the corner of 29th. Then somebody pulled out a gun and just shot in the car. And they took off running.
According to the U.S. Marshal's office, quote, members of the task force fired their weapons, striking the suspect, unquote. The man was treated on the scene and at a local hospital. No law officers were injured, and the Milwaukee Police Department and the U.S. Marshal's Service will review the incident. Bradford says the type of scene that he witnessed was nothing new.
Man, it's normal, man. This normal stuff, man. You know, it's just seeing all this U.S. Marshals and all the other stuff, man, you know, it's different.
You know, we all know the issues in regards to police and community relations. You know, this has been going on for years from city to city. What makes you think that this process is going to be different?
That's activist Marquesa Tucker, who's chairwoman of the Collaborative Community Committee. She talked to WUWM for our Project Milwaukee to Protect and Serve series. The Collaborative Community Committee is a group developed by the Milwaukee Common Council to add community voices to the ongoing conversation about improving the relationship between Milwaukeeans and police.
And what we ultimately want are police policies changed.
According to a review by UWM professor Stephen Brandel, shootings by police have declined substantially in Milwaukee since 2009. In 2009, there were 53 such incidents. Last year, there were 9. The Collaborative Community Committee was formed earlier this year after a leaked Department of Justice draft report showed Milwaukee police fails the community and its officers by not communicating clearly, making too many traffic stops, and applying inconsistent standards when disciplining officers. The committee has been gathering data and feedback from the community, and Tucker says she and the other members of the panel will sit down this week to look at the material and draft a report for the Common Council and police. The Milwaukee Police Department was not able to comment Monday on the concerns about police-community relations or use of force. But since Chief Alfonso Morales took office earlier this year, he's often said he intends to be transparent about problems in the department and work with residents to solve them.
I've told you before and from the beginning that I want to build an honest and transparent relationship between the Milwaukee Police Department and the community that we protect and serve.
Morales made those comments earlier this month as he released police body camera video of a fatal officer-involved shooting that took place last summer.
As we move forward and establish our policy, our goal is to release critical incident videos within 45 days of the incident, unless releasing such video will jeopardize the integrity of the investigation.
Morales said it was not an easy decision to make the video public. He says he did not want to embarrass or upset members of the family of the man who died. But he said the release of the video was important in his effort to improve community relations. Angelina Mosher-Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.